didn't used to be.
Yeah. And the first one is a bad driver. You might say he's a reckless driver, but if you don't want to be quite that severe, you might say he's a
poor driver. Careless.
Yeah. And a person who's very strange. What kinds of adjectives might you use with a person who's very strange?
Funny. Poopy.
Yeah. How about queer?
Queer.
Now, what about that word and its connotations?
Okay. Besides meaning strange, it means homosexual.
Now, would you avoid using the word and mean talking about someone saying that person's
queer?
Or do you use that frequently and not talk about homosexual?
Strange behavior.
Yeah.
See, I'd probably say strange or odd or eccentric.
What I'm getting at is, would you avoid using the word queer because it has this homosexual connotation?
Maybe if there were people listening who might be affected, who might be homosexual, they might.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I don't mean if you're talking about someone who's homosexual. I mean, would you? What I'm getting at is, has this homosexual connotation kind of crowded the word out of your vocabulary for that other meaning because it seems to carry that stigma. Would you call it a poor old person? Would you be likely to use that?
I might not use it, but I don't think I would deliberately avoid it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Now, the person doesn't, you can't change his mind no matter how hard you try.
He's stubborn.
Okay. And a person is easily offended.
Sensitive.
Yeah, or you might say thin.
Thin skinned.
Yeah, or touchy.
Touchy.
Yeah. And a person who is that way, when you tease them, the person got awfully.
Sorry.
Well, a person who is touchy, sensitive, and thin skinned, when you tease him, say he got awfully
upset.
Work.